Title: His Righteous Anger. Date: December 19th, 2018. Written by Kent Williams. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. He said to them, "The scriptures declare, 'My temple will be called a house of prayer,' but you have turned it into a den of thieves." Matthew 21, verses 12 through 13. Is it ever right to display anger? As I'm raising my youngest child, I have found that there are typically four levels of dealing with things she has done wrong. There is this first level where I must talk about where she went wrong and, going forward, provide guidance on the right way. In these cases, it is not major. Call this the "throw the recycle paper in the wrong bin" wrong. Then there is the situation where the consequences of her mistake have more gravity, and thus the conversation gets a bit more serious. There may be a punishment or discipline given based on this level. This would be the "carelessly broke my favorite glass" wrong. Next, there is the "you know what you should have done and yet you choose not to" wrong. This tends to be the defiant and rebellious choice that has severe consequences. Example: coming home at 11 when curfew was 9:30. Let's qualify this as the playing indoors and hitting the 55-inch HD TV wrong. These can be dealt with typically with discussion and dialogue as to things done and better choices that needed to be made. However, the last level is a dangerous one. It's the one with serious consequences, and she's lucky to not be in far more serious danger or harm. Call it the "she stole the car" wrong. In these cases, the response will have no two-way dialogue, the punishment is severe regardless of the outcome, and is usually met with a reaction rarely ever seen. I think of it as the "house is on fire, get out" reaction. The intent is for my daughter to understand this is one thing that must never, ever happen again. Whether you're a parent or have been on the receiving end, one can understand another's anger in this situation. This brought me to reflecting on God's righteous anger and how it is to help us never fall into those circumstances again. In reading today's verses, there are a couple of things that struck me. The first thing was the wrongness of the people. The people in the temple selling animals were like those false evangelicals on TV peddling a prayer cloth guaranteed to help God hear your prayers for $20. I know it sounds silly, but there are people who actually believe in these things. Through my Bible study, someone helped me reflect on another perspective, which was Jesus' reaction. Reading his knocking over things, you can imagine this near crazed response of anger from Jesus. When we think of anger, God's word speaks of it as sinful, as Ephesians chapter 4, verses 26 through 27 says, "And don't sin by letting anger control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil." However, there are numerous times where God was angry with his people and thus carried out his wrath when they were sinful. Example: Sodom and Gomorrah in Genesis chapter 19, and then Lamentations chapter 2, verse 1. The principle here is to understand that God hates sin in all forms. He is loving of us, and his righteous discipline will vary from multiple warnings to one swift and decisive response. Our goal is to always look to walk in a way that shows our love for and submittal to him, living our lives free of sin. That's not to say we will not sin, but our walk of faith both mirrors an understanding of his authority and focuses on a life he would expect of us. God's love is both awe-inspiring and overwhelming, and it can bring us to our knees. Like a loving parent, His anger towards us is never intended to hurt us. It is a reminder how precious we are to Him, and we can live a life filled with His love and blessing. It is to correct us toward living a life that is for Him, and that He alone is indeed enough for us. Let us focus on understanding why God's discipline is just and not questioning His judgment. When you have sinned, are you repentant to God? What lessons have you learned from God's disciplining of you or others? My prayer is we learn to understand the love God has for us when He shows His righteous anger. Amen.